This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 254 for Thursday, February 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Thursday, with a slightly firmer tone in the nearby March contract and losses in the more deferred positions. March up $1.30 at $1,023.80 per ton. New crop November, it's down $7.40 at $837.40. Activity was choppy throughout the day, with a mixed tone in the Chicago soy complex contributing to that lack of direction in the Canadian oilseed. Soy meal was firm on the day, but soybeans and soy oil were both steady to lower. Tight old crop canola supplies do remain supportive, but demand is being rationed at current levels, and prices may need to move lower in order to encourage more demand and trigger another break higher. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady on the day, providing little direction. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, while corn and wheat were both lower. Soybeans were thought to be due for some consolidation amid ideas the market was looking overbought after hitting contract highs earlier this week. The March contract down a penny at $15.44 per bushel. A 380,000-ton soybean sale to China reported yesterday was canceled in a report from the USDA out today, but weekly U.S. soybean business was still very strong. Weekly sales of 1.1 million tons of old crop and 880,000 tons for delivery in the new crop year came in above trade guesses. Soy meal sales were also strong, but soy oil sales were at the low end of expectations. Ongoing uncertainty over South American crop production remained supportive, but recent rains in Argentina have alleviated those concerns somewhat. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are thought to be making some good harvest progress. Corn, it ended weaker, with chart-based profit taking a feature. March down 5 cents at $6.16 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just over a million tons were at the higher end of expectations, which was supportive, but continued losses in wheat were enough to pull corn down as well. Wheat was down across the board, as much of the dry southern plains saw some much-needed moisture. Minneapolis down 6 cents in the March contract at $9.01 per bushel. Kansas City down a half cent in March at $7.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 3 cents in March at $7.51 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at their lowest level in over a month, with only 57,000 tons sold. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.